Oh, that's low. Yeah, we can give you some more funk. Alright.
Oh, now you're gonna make me have to yell.
You think you do because it's so loud through the speaker, but that's because the speaker is turned up.
Oh.
Alright, so just, but you do have to speak up.
Yeah, you mean yell.
Bring your voice up, player.
Really, what I'm doing is yelling. And I hate yelling, but I'm yelling right now because that's apparently the only way to do this, is by yelling.
You're like someone listening to you is like, sound like talking to me. Alright, Facebook go live.
Hi.
What the hell was that?
That was my moment of revolt about having to yell for the rest of this fucking podcast.
What the goddamn freckle neck revolt? Who you think you is?
Freckle neck? It's freckle face, thank you very much.
You got freckles in your eyes, yo.
Yes, I do. I am freckle juiced up. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I remember seeing your profile, and I was like, she likes the fucking book Freckle Juice. I didn't know you had freckles. And I was like, a grown-ass adult likes that book and puts it on their Facebook.
Adults who have freckles, that's who. Silly person.
Favorite books, Freckle Juice.
Yes, Freckle Juice. That was, you know, that was fun back in the day. Obviously, we're podcasting and being silly. However, only silly for a limited time because the first half of the episode, roughly, is going to be on Facebook Live and we will be covering some news and some comment. But after that, we're turning off Facebook Live, continuing to record, I think, right? And then taking it to Patreon. So, if you are not subscribed to Patreon for $5 a month, you're going to miss the funny half of the episode. And y'all know we're fucking funny, so get to Patreon and get that. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Why are you making faces at me?
That is bold. Said we know we're fucking funny.
Have you heard our podcast before?
That shit is weird.
Have you heard our shit
that
before?
Shit be bugged out.
Yeah, okay. You over here fucking singing Negro spirituals about Jews and shit. I don't even know what the fuck you be doing all the time. We're fucking funny. So, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund if you would like to get the second half of the episode where we cover some more lighthearted news. The first half will be the serious stuff because what is our byline, our tagline? It's keeping the world a little more informed.
A wee bit
more informed. We're going to try. We're going to try to inform you of things and happenings and events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Headlines.
So. He tells me I'm hosting, and then he's like, I don't like the way you're hosting. That's like what just basically happened.
Oh, it seemed like you were looking at me for the, all right, now you say something.
No, I was waiting to see if you were done clicking, because I was only going to do like three headlines and like show opener, but you were sharing things all over, and I was like, oh, well, all right.
Oh, yeah, to the pages and then to the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you should send a friend request, listeners. If you're on Facebook and haven't joined that yet, you should definitely do that.
Yeah, I actually do screen, though, and, like, there are some people that may possibly be cool that I blocked out.
Really? You? Judging people.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Preemptively
judging people.
Shit, yeah.
That sounds like a William move. Let's see. Formal complaint filed against officer who shot and killed man outside sandwich shop. State's attorney... Oh, an ad. After the ad, state's attorney drops charges against three detectives accused of planting evidence. Betsy DeVos says she will rewrite... I lost the headline. Rules on campus sexual assault. That's going to be fucking fantastic. And, daughters sign Judy's Law for a woman who was set ablaze by ex. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we're going to try to find... Someone remind me of this later. I want to find a list of actual organizations other than the Red Cross to help with Houston and with Irma. I keep forgetting to do that. Because everyone's giving money to the Red Cross, and it's like, don't give money to the Red Cross. They suck.
Yeah, and we even the Humanist Report is uninformed on that. And you're right, and the Humanist Report is a pretty nerdy fucking show.
Yeah, don't give money to the Red Cross. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, red balloons popping up on storm grates ahead of It movie.
Nice.
Denver health nurses suspended after opening body bag to look at man's genitals.
What?
I said what I said.
You made that up.
I did not. You know, I'm actually angry that that's not made up because I thought saw it and thought it was fake. And I was like, oh, let me fact check. And so I went to 4 different news websites and it was there on all of them. I fact checked that happened. Pregnant woman commits suicide after being denied C-section. And city attorney defends paying over $100,000 to Seattle cop fired. What? You just threw that in there.
What? Wait, Seattle cop fired?
Seattle cop fired and city attorney defends paying him $100,000? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same story, but it's covered by the one that you had from theroot.com.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the same story, so that it's more of a straight news read that you can add commentary to.
Instead of it already being commentaried for us?
Yeah, by basic-ass Root niggas, because that's a subsidiary of Slate. Yes, yes. Yeah, so those are black people that white liberals approve of. That's what theroot.com is.
So those are black people as opposed to niggas doing nigga shit.
Yeah, like, those are, you know, good, respectable, colored folk.
And in Michigan, someone broke into a man's house to steal $7,000 worth of Legos. That's in my life, now that's in your life.
And before that story,
yes,
a grown-ass man had $7,000 worth of Legos.
The story behind the story is that he has been collecting Legos since he was 7, and he now has thousands of dollars worth of Legos, many of which were stolen.
Okay, you know what? That'd be like, if our house had never burned down, like, say my mother never died, I'd probably still be getting Berenstain Bears books. Like, just add, because, like, it became a collection, but then fire happened.
But didn't they eventually stop making those?
Oh, fuck, they stopped?
I don't know.
That's some weak shit if they stopped, yo, because I want to know what the new deal is with Mother Bear, Brother Bear, Papa Bear, and Mama Bear. That's big shit.
I think they have a TV show on WTTW Chicago, or like PBS Kids or something.
Huh.
I think they have a show, yeah.
I think I saw a VHS tape on one of their shows when I was in elementary school. And I remember their voices sounding almost like I imagined them when they read them. They did pretty good voice work as far as, like, you know, correlating to my imagination.
Hmm. Okay. I never imagined what their voices would sound like. All right. And then for the Patreon folks, we're going to cover this one mostly because I really want to cover it because it sounds fucking hilarious. A video shows woman slipping out of handcuffs and stealing a cop car. That's going to be fun.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Being total fucking assholes. Being classist class hoes, so I said fuck your schools, right on your driveway, blacks rule.
I don't care what anybody says, that is still one of the best images of all time. Just that, like, old sad white man there looking at his driveway where it says blacks rule, but he really did it himself to frame Black Lives Matter. That's a fantastic moment in time.
Blacks rule.
Like, we need to commemorate that day in, like, American history. Like, white peopling day or some shit. Alright. So, actual news. I'm gonna do this one because you made a face when I fucking read the headline. Daughters help sign Judy's Law for a woman set ablaze by ex. Yeah. Yeah.
Set a woman on fire?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Well, we did the trigger warning. We can do that now.
Shit.
Legislation inspired by a woman who was set on fire by an ex-boyfriend has been signed into law in Ohio. The bill is named Judy's Law and requires a mandatory 6 additional years in prison for crimes that were committed that permanently maim or disfigure victims. Judy Malinowski's family joined Governor John Kasich at the Thursday's bill signing. 13-year-old daughter Kaylin says the bill's passage helps her and 10-year-old sister Madison know that, quote, mommy did not suffer in vain. Kasich also allowed each girl to add a dot to his signature. Malinowski was hospitalized for almost 2 years after ex-boyfriend Michael Slager doused her in gasoline and set her on fire in August of 2015. She died at age 33. Slager was convicted of charges including aggravated arson, felonious assault, and sentenced to 11 years in prison. Just, like, fucked up. He killed her. Like, it took her 2 years to die, but he still did kill her, and he only got 11 years. Like, that's kind of fucked up. And set her on fire. That's not, like... not even, like, a painless shot someone in the head. Set her on fire on purpose. So, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Wait, is he getting killed?
No. Mm. No, he's only getting 11 years, which means he should be out...
2028?
No, before that. He'll be out in 2022.
Oh, well, he'll probably get good behavior as well, right?
Right. Well, between the good behavior, between the time he spent... because I looked at the case, he was in jail before, so that counts as time served, in addition to good behavior, in addition to only getting 11 years. But when he got the 11 years was before she died, so that was, you know, before all this. Because she was still alive for 2 years in the hospital.
Well, make attempted murder and murder separate charges.
They won't. They won't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm actually glad to see that one. Yes, I'm not a huge fan of prison in any way, but people who douse people in gasoline and set them on fire aren't allowed to be in our society, let alone our table. So, yeah, no. Yeah. No.
And then Laura T. in the comments section said, the tampons lady and the bra lady are getting my help. Is that something that woman ladies be talking about?
Sometimes. I wonder if that's in relation to my throwing tampons at the dude yesterday. Because I was said, don't donate to the Red Cross, donate to local organizations. And so there's local organizations who are handing out, first aid supplies and tampons and medications and things like that. And I think actually, who was it who did the tampon thing that we talked about? Secular Sisters.
Yeah, Secular.
I believe Secular Sisters is down there. And there's a group of black midwives who are in Houston right now doing free prenatal care and things like that. So there are actually grassroots options available. Just don't give your fucking money to anything corporate. Don't give your shit to the Red Cross. Give it to people who are actually on the ground doing the work. Please and thank you.
Okay, so yeah, I think it's secularsisters.org. You can find them because they've done a pads and ponds drive before.
Mm-hmm.
Had them on the program back in the Blog Talk Radio days. There's Cecily. There's Dino Red with Pod of Thrones. Wait, is it Pod? The Game of Thrones podcast. I think he quit though. They don't do it anymore.
Oh, that's sad. You should do it.
No, he was being aggressively light skinned and quit podcasting.
You gonna stop talking shit about light skinned niggas?
Why?
Because we're sensitive and you're hurting our feelings.
Oh no.
Moving along, we have other news stories.
You just want someone to get a good screenshot.
Oh, I know somebody already got the good screenshot. Like, Jacksonville, your neck of the woods, as it were.
I'm from Washington State.
Where did you just move here from?
Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Never been to...
You've never been to Jacksonville.
All right. You go ahead and give them one of the funny stories. You throw them one.
This one isn't funny.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if we tried, we could make it funny,
it's in Florida, and it has the word sandwich in the headline. Like, it... Ma'am.
All right. right, so for Wednesdays when we do white-on-white crime, we intentionally pick funny stories. And there are some stories like this one. It's not specifically funny, but we can make it funny.
No.
However, if you just give it a straight read-through, it's not funny.
It's not.
It's not.
There goes Michael Wright. I feel like Michael Wright's making that face like, make it funny, Nick. Make it funny, Nick. But what if it's horrible?
It's police being police.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah. So the family of a 44-year-old man shot and killed by a police officer filed a formal complaint against the 15-year veteran of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Daniel Blyler was murdered, and his mother, Wanice Blyler, and four other relatives filed the formal complaint with the sheriff's office last Wednesday. Blyler's family said they believe that Officer L.K. Johnson, apparently he's so fucking cool he only uses his initials, he doesn't have a name.
L.K. Nigga, thank you, Luke Johns, you Luke Cage motherfucker, fuck
Luke
you.
Luke Cage motherfucker. L.K. Johnson shot their loved one and did not justifiably do so. Wanice Blyler says she doesn't... they have a typo. Wanice Blyler said she doesn't think that the sheriff's... doesn't... What? Hold on. What the hell is that supposed to...
Doesn't think the sheriff's office version of... doesn't think the sheriff's version...
She doesn't... The sheriff's... She doesn't believe what the fuck they told her.
Yeah, damn. News 4 Jax with the typo, son. Can I get a job there? Shit. I be looking the way people do their jobs. I can get a fucking job there.
She doesn't believe the shit they told her. According to the Jacksonville police, the officers responded to a sandwich shop on Friday after receiving a call about an intoxicated man. While officers were on the way, police said the manager called back to say the man had a gun and was sitting in a truck in the parking lot.
Who the fuck called and said that?
The manager of the sandwich shop. But then I'm also like... But it's Florida. How many people in the sandwich shop had guns, though? Like, for real, for real.
Yeah, matter of fact, in Florida, if you're a fucking employee, you can have a gun in your car. Like, that was passed in 2007. Because I'll never forget the news clip on the local news station that said, this Florida man is happy that he can finally pack some heat while at work. And I was like, who taught you that, Becky? Who taught her that? Dude, she listens to too much DMX. That's my word.
Anyways, so he's sitting in the parking lot with a gun. Police say that when Officer Johnson pulled up and tried to talk to Blyler, he reached for his waistband and the officer saw a pistol. That's when Johnson fired 13 shots, killing Blyler. Well, now y'all on the receiving side of that excessive force, too. 13 shots, really? At point-blank range? From somebody who's not moving because they're sitting in a car seat? Okay, 13. Johnson told investigators he acted in self-defense. Uh-huh. He was scared for his life.
Oh,
which is
shit.
Why he went up to a car that he knew had a gun in it and started talking to the dude inside. Because he was scared.
Yeah, he's a white man.
Yes. Which is also, incidentally, like, the funniest part of this whole thing is that the picture they use of the guy who got murdered, they used his mugshot.
Tell you, man, y'all motherfuckers, y'all need to start redneck revolting, man. Like, fucking link up. Y'all better get with Antifa.
Yep.
Start squadding up, because, like, this class shit, because that was a class murder that would not happen to a fucking, to a white man, like, in the Dr. Phillips area in Florida. If people who know Central Florida, if that was a white man from and in Dr. Phillips, no cop would run up on him like that.
Yes. All right. Johnson said if he knew a police officer was there, he knew not to touch anywhere near his gun. But he didn't. Really. I don't think he saw the police officer before he started pulling up his pants, however, says Wanice Blyler. So the guy's mom says he didn't know or see the cop coming. The cop says when I walked up on him, he was reaching for a gun. I don't believe the cop. News 4 Jax was unable to obtain the complaint and was told by family members it's confidential. It could take more than 180 days before the complaint is reviewed and responded to.
Holy shit, fucking school year.
I'm glad they're getting right on that. Clearly, this is a priority.
That's because it's 180 degrees, nigga. We done turned around and treated you like a necro, didn't we, boy?
Yes. Wanice Blyler says she believes her son is a victim. The police officer was supposed to be there to help, not shoot him down like a dog.
Really?
It's weird how many people say that after police have shown up. But they were supposed to help.
No, they're not. Nigga, they get paid by your taxes. You inherently help them. They don't help you. That's not their job.
That's not
their
job.
They help the ownership class to be protected from you in case we all come together and revolt against the owners.
So, also, incidentally, remember that, I think her name was Brianna Wu, who was, like, at the center of the Gamergate thing? Everybody was fucking with her.
Damn, you got a good memory.
Yeah. So, now she's, like, running for Congress or some shit in her state. And she pissed me off because she made a series of tweets today about how, police brutality is a problem, but it's a problem because police officers are underpaid. If they got paid more, they wouldn't be so stressed, and then they wouldn't be fucking people up and killing them all the time.
Nah, son.
Shut the fuck up, Brianna. Shut the fuck up. So I made a teeny little thread of just a couple tweets, and I was like, here's the average base pay of a Chicago City cop, $23 an hour. Here's the average take-home pay after overtime, $80,000 a year. Here's minimum wage in Chicago, $11 an hour.
So their base pay is only $2 behind keeping up with inflation for the past 40 years.
Yes.
So, I mean, after you get one fucking raise, you're actually getting a living wage.
So this is what happens when you have unions.
The only union that's not bad. The only union that's not union thugs is the ones with bats and guns. You gotta love it.
I don't know, man. But yeah, so they start off, I think, like, their base pay is something like $55,000 a year. But then, of course, they get all the overtime and you get the bonuses and shit like that. Like, the average take-home pay for a person who has less than 5 years on the force is somewhere around $80,000. Like, it's not a bad-paying job.
God damn, that's like, that's more than 50% of what someone gets to be in Congress.
Right.
No. It's under 50%. But God damn it, it's close.
Like, yeah, like, that's a lot. And of course, the thing is that the minimum wage in the city of Chicago is $11 an hour. Cops in the suburbs get paid about the same. And minimum wage out here is only $8.25 an hour. So, like, literally, people who get paid minimum wage make half an hour of what a cop makes before overtime. But they're underpaid, and we should pay them more to come in our neighborhoods and fuck us up and shoot us. Thanks, Brianna. Thanks.
Fucking Brianna Wu.
Right.
You are definitely the fucking Capadonna of feminism. You are the you god of hip-hop heads know what I'm saying right now. You are not the RZA. You are not Raekwon. You are not Method Woman.
Totally unrelated to anything. Martin Shrek face lead.
Martin Shkreli?
Whatever the. I have yet to learn how to say his name properly. Yeah, that is how little I care.
Shkreli.
Put the Wu-Tang album that he bought.
Didn't you burn it or something?
It's on eBay.
Oh, for big money dollars?
I don't know if people have really started bidding yet.
What kind of fucking geekwad is he that he put it on eBay?
He probably needs the fucking money for his attorney fees. Yeah, but he probably needs the money for attorney fees.
Why don't he just sell it back to Wu-Tang?
What the fuck they gonna do with it?
Sell copies? Why did they give it to him? What is this?
Because it was something about, like, they were only gonna release one copy to one person, and he had the money or won a raffle, something, and he was, like, the chosen one. So he got it, and now he's gonna sell it back. Or just sell it wherever, so. And, of course, he is up for trial right now, too, for, I don't know, price gouging or some shit, so he probably needs the money for attorney fees.
Huh.
Yes.
I shouldn't be surprised by that. That interview that I tell you about where Mace was like, you don't want me in that hoodie. In that same interview, RZA was like, I got vaults and vaults full of music that I'll never put out because nobody appreciate it. So, you know what? Yeah, that shouldn't surprise me about Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Back to Blyler.
Ah, fuck. Still in Jacktown.
Still in Jacktown. Family members say he was a family man who got along with everyone and respected law enforcement, so they're having a difficult time coming to grips with the way he died. I need to take a day and just, do, like, side-by-sides of comments of white people who have family members killed by police versus black people who have family members killed by police. And then just be like, can you guess which one is which? because in almost every case, it's they were a nice person, the police were supposed to help them, how did this happen? It's almost like there's a pattern that transcends race, maybe. There's definitely racial motivation, but it almost seems like it goes a little bit past race.
Then there's Sam in the comment section, the chat room shit. Yeah. Fucking Sam in the chat room said, got paid more or got racist less? And you know, if they got paid more, they'd be the same racist or racist more, given how race intersects with class. They'd be like, now I'm even better than I already was.
Well, I would suspect that they would ultimately be more racist, because if they're getting paid more, that means they're doing their job better.
Oh.
And the mark of doing your job better, if you're law enforcement, is enforcing the law, which means catching criminals. So if you can catch more criminals, that justifies the absolutely ridiculous raise you already got. So we need to find more people to frame and fuck up and shoot and do other things to justify our paychecks.
I look like a fucking 70s guy with this mustache. It's just getting fucking silly.
You have clippers.
Yeah. But it also looks funny to me, and I amuse myself by having it.
Because you don't do enough things to amuse yourself already?
No.
You're already not amusing?
No.
Unofficial spokesperson from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department said, the investigation into the shooting of Daniel Blyler is active and ongoing. The results of the investigation, when concluded, will be reviewed by the state attorney, who makes a determination of whether or not the shooting was justified. Therefore, we cannot respond to allegations or comment on the investigation.
Allegations, nigga, you shot a nigga. It's just like, a fact.
He's dead. That's not.
You ran up on a nigga and shot him, a white nigga, but you still, you clapped somebody.
Yes.
One times. You got more seriously seriousness?
I do. Also, Jacksonville. I was clearly trying to do white on white crime and serious shit just kept getting in my way. also involving police. Jacksonville, Florida, State's Attorney Melissa Nelson. Remember that, people in Florida, next time you vote. Melissa Nelson dropped evidence tampering and conspiracy charges this week against three veteran sheriff's office. Oh, get the fuck out of here. The same office that killed the other dude that we just talked about. The same fucking office. What? That's wild.
Fucking 81 degrees out there. All right.
Jacksonville Sheriff's Office detectives had been arrested in connection with a deadly February shooting. Under a deal with prosecutors, Detective Brian Turner agreed to resign. Resign, that means he gets to keep his pension and any sort of, you know, any other benefits he accrued throughout. He gets to resign and is permanently surrendering his state-issued law enforcement certificate. Oh, so he can go to another state and get one. Good job, guys.
Law enforcement certificate. Is that like a copper's license?
Kind of, yeah. Like saying you've done training and so on and so forth, but you can get the same certifications in another state, so.
And Cenk Uygur is so fucking wrong on this. He keeps harping on, it's the training. It's like, no. It's the white supremacy, the capitalism, the right. Anti-blackness, the misogyny, the misogynoir, the homophobia, the transphobia, everything else, well, all of that put behind somebody with a gun and authority.
But even if it was the training, their job is still to enforce the law. And when you live somewhere where, like, it's illegal to be homeless, you are, no matter how nice you are, no matter how good your training is, your job is to arrest homeless people. That's your fucking job.
Yeah, or like when one of the few Christians actually acting like the fictional character Christ was feeding homeless people, but it was illegal, so they had to keep arresting him.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to stop someone from feeding homeless people and actually acting like the fictional character right. Jesus.
And of course, then the thing with that is there's the, you know, all the outcomes, right? If somebody is homeless because of untreated mental illness or because of an addiction, you know when you arrest them, they're not going to get those services in jail. You know they're not going to get those services in prison, but that's where you're putting them anyway because that's your job. No amount of training will fix that if that is the law. And the law is set up that way to maintain systems, you know, oppressive systems and hierarchy. So, no, it's not the fucking training. Jesus. Ugh. Anyways, Detective Kyle... What do you think that is?
What the fuck is that? I think the K is silent. Kyle Vies.
All right. Kyle Vies. K-V-I-E-S. And Lance Griffiths. Griffiths.
That is country as shit. And them Griffiths boys. They probably made that name up like in 1902. Orphans. They're just like, and somebody couldn't pronounce Griffith. So they just, and someone Griffiths. Said, yeah, fuck it. I think they're saying Griffiths. Put it on the Social Security.
Detectives Kyle Ives and Lance Griffiths cooperated with investigators and completed community service hours to avoid prosecution. Uh-huh. I would remind you that earlier in the story, I said that they were arrested in connection with a deadly shooting, and they completed community service to avoid prosecution. Must be nice. The three detectives were accused of removing beer cans from their undercover vehicle after a February shooting during an undercover drug deal.
I'm on the clock going undercover. Let's get some beer. Come on, Griffiths. I mean, wouldn't somebody named Griffiths do that?
Somebody named Griffiths would do that. According to the court documents obtained by NewsJax, a man who was identified as Jerome Allen approached the unmarked car with a replica gun and tried to rob Turner, who was sitting in the front passenger seat. Turner fatally shot the man with his police-issued weapon. So somebody tried to jack the cops because he didn't know they were cops. The cops used their service weapons to shoot him back that they weren't supposed to be using.
While drunk
in a car. Because it's Florida.
That is Griffithsonian if I ever fucking heard.
Griffithsonian. Viz was recording the undercover drug buy with his agency-issued iPhone. They giving niggas iPhones?
Agency issued.
They giving niggas iPhones.
Jacksonville ain't even that big of a fucking city. Where they got they got iPhone budget? Jacksonville ain't got no damn iPhone budget. Shit, y'all niggas can get Samsung tablets. Hope you're near Wi-Fi, nigga.
On the recording was a discussion about the need to remove beer cans and beer props from the undercover vehicle.
Beer props. What?
According to the court documents.
No, fuck that. Fuck the court documents. What are beer props?
I don't know. I wonder if, like, they weren't actually supposed to drink. They were supposed to have it in their car to make it look like they were drinking to sell the undercover thing, but they were just like, fuck it. We might as well drink for real.
I'm looking up beer props. You party on. What
the fuck? According to the audio in court documents, V's said, hey, get all the beer. And Turner responded, yeah, get rid of that shit. Investigators recovered 2 16-ounce unopened cans of Natural Light. What the fuck is Natural Light? What the fuck are you people doing in Florida? And one empty 16-ounce bottle of Miller Lite, according to court documents. 10 days after the shooting, Sheriff Mike Williams announced three detectives had been arrested. He said the vehicle had become a crime scene and a removal of anything would be considered evidence tampering. In court documents, prosecutors cited several reasons for their decision to drop the case, one of which was the detectives were allowed to use beer props while working undercover. Mm-hmm. The likely and only demonstrable motive for the removal of these beer props from the undercover vehicle was to avoid potential discipline issues from their supervisors about misusing props and not to interfere with the officer-involved shooting investigation. Prosecutors also noted a lack of criminal record and each detective's cooperation during the investigation. Like, yeah, I mean, they killed somebody, but they cooperated. Hi. Yeah.
I looked up beer props, and I don't think what I found. I have no idea. Like, and I don't want to talk to someone that's a cop to find out. You trying to find out our secrets?
No, I legitimately think it's just having, you know, either like they come with empty beer cans, or they have something that doesn't actually contain beer to sell. They're like, you know, we're criminals too. We're drinking beer in the car. I'm pretty sure.
Fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
All right. So, that's your,
Oh, wait. No, hold on. I just got to do this super, super fast.
Super duper extra super, mega.
Just as more of an update than anything, Betsy DeVos, wants to eliminate the previous administration's campus sexual assault policies. She hasn't said yet specifically what she's going to do. However, it appears that one of the things that will be happening is allowing investigators and courts to hear what the previous sexual history of accusers was. She referred to campus court sexual misconduct hearings as kangaroo courts that forced administrators to act as judge and jury, and said survivors weren't well served and then were re-traumatized and the system failed. Let's see. I'm going to see if it goes to the specific spot where it says. She wanted to say that she wanted to rewrite the rules and held listening sessions with victims as well as students who had been accused of sexual assault and higher education officials. I'm trying to get to the fucking, She asked schools to adopt a preponderance of evidence standard in evaluating accusations, a lower bar than most skills held, or most schools held. In essence, schools would hold accused students responsible if more than 50% of the evidence pointed to their guilt. She doesn't agree with that. Because you can drink and make mistakes, and that shouldn't go against your record. It's unfair. Yeah. So basically what they're going to end up doing is every time there's a school-based investigation, what's going to happen is the schools are going to say, ma'am, have you had sex before? How do we know that you're just not a slut? That's what's going to happen. But, I mean, Trump is a rapist. He walks in, changing rooms with kids in them, naked, teenagers, grabs people by the pussy. I don't think we should be shocked that this is who he appointed to do, for his education board, and this is what she's doing. So, all right.
Yeah, now you got me wanting to pull up that. Let me speak up. You got me wanting to pull up that clip of Trump, because I think it might be from the same tape with Billy Bush.
Oh.
Where it's just, it's such a weird, again, it's one of those things that reminds me that, oh my goodness, he's really an old fucking man.
Okay, well, while you're looking, I found the exact quote. In order to protect due process of all parties involved in a school's sexual violence investigation, the department should take the following actions and implement the following policies. Witnesses must be available to be cross-examined, including all parties involved. Every complainant's sexual history, if relevant, may be introduced at the hearing. Currently, questions about complainant's sexual history with anyone other than the accused perpetrator would not be permitted. So I think we all know what that means.
You bet your bet your brisket you know what that means.
What the hell is this?
I think this is it. Oh, man, it's going to make you play the whole fucking tape. Here. Oh.
I'll admit it. Whoa. I did try it. She was married.
It's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was gorgeous. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where there's some nice furniture. But you know, furniture. I moved on her like a bitch.
What is that? What the fuck is that?
I moved on her like a bitch.
I don't...
Is he calling himself the B word?
I moved on her like a bitch. Moved on her like a bitch.
Oh, wait, no, wait. Doesn't he say moved on her like a bitch because he didn't go hard enough and didn't get the pussy?
Is that it?
I think so.
I didn't get there, and she was married. But all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony... But she's totally changed her look. I'm going to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them.
Ew.
And when you're smart, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
So, all right, bleep out the B word. Well, bleep out the P, but not the B.
Well, you know.
PB, Paddington Bear, whatever it is you're
PB
doing.
PB&J.
That was already a shitty sandwich. And Sam Samson said, Natty Light, terrible beer. Yeah, that is for, like I tell you, like if I was homeless, that's where all my fucking change I collect would go. I would just get fucking natural ice and Little Debbie snacks and fuck it.
And die of diabetes 6 months later.
I don't know. I'm pretty tough. I think I've lived for a while.
Okay.
Even with it, I would just be like, my diabetes is annoying me today. All right,
you
so...
You fucking would.
We're going to stop Facebook Live and move on into the Patreonic.
And of course, if you want to catch the Patreon...
That's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. All right, have a good one. Peace. No crying. There's no crying in the wine cellar. Ooh, excuse me.
We're totally kidding. There's crying in the wine cellar.
Yep. But that's... You gotta be drunk enough. And it ain't wine that does that. It's the dark brown stuff. It don't matter if it's the whiskey, the bourbon. Yeah, brandy. You gotta get faded. And then you gotta run back and forth a couple of times. All right. Have a good one. Bink there. All right. That goes. And then what I have to do over here is hit stop. Like, that's why I clipped and cut it. So that will go to the Blog Talk Radio.
This is completely unrelated to anything. I just got followed on Twitter by somebody whose name is Locker Room Bitch.
Move on her. Follow back. Move on her.
Follow back.
She wants some furniture? What? You gotta get there. She's married.
Don't be ridiculous. She's a stripper. Everybody knows anyone involved in sex work isn't allowed to be in a relationship.
Ridiculous? It gets you to be president. What the hell are you talking about?
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I'll show you ridiculous. All right, so we're in the
Patreon. Yeah, every damn day.
What? Patreon side of things, which is audio only. Now, we're going to figure out what's going on. I forgot to say what was going to be in there. That's all right. We'll get better on
it. Oh, well, I did
episodes.
Say that one of them was the... woman with the police car. I did say that one.
Ah, but you see, there's no video for Patreon. Patreon doesn't have video.
That's so okay. We can read the fucking story. I'll make that shit funny as shit.
All right. Well, let's get some facts.
Who is this disheveled-looking drunkard next to him?
So we're going to find out about how computers are using race and Islamicists to attack humans. You think they're not?
And we already have that here. Oh, I better not tweet that out. People are going to find the hate mobs. But right now, it's the collective human being high.
All right, the hate mobs. You know, Antifa.
That's a hate mob?
Antifa is a hate mob.
Fine.
Now it's the collective human being hive mind doing that to each other, censoring each other. I mean, as we're now learning with, Gab.ai almost got kicked off its domain register. We're now learning that the big censorship threat isn't from the government, it's from each other because we've been brainwashed to attack each other and censor each other. So the hive mind is being turned
against
each other.
Wait, how can you attack somebody and censor them at the same time? If you are censoring them, you cannot attack them because they have, blocked.
It's the hive mind.
Blocked.
But this guy knows what he's talking. It's pretty ill when somebody is like is making it where Alex Jones is gonna have to up the ante. Like you're sitting next to Jones talking some wild shit. Jones is gonna have to pump up the volume bass.
But the next step.
Notice the computer is already warring humans against each other with the race narrative, the culture narrative, and then bringing in foreign stimuli like the Islamicists, which we have to fight.
All right, the computer is doing that.
Yes, and I see that they put a clip up of a story that we actually covered.
They did?
Yeah, that all Channity citizens now have a score based on how well we live and mine sucks. Because people were saying it was like, the fuck is that show you were into?
Which one?
The, Black Mirror?
Ah, that was that, like, what people call it, sci-fi?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a program.
Yeah, and because that was the one that had the thing where, like, everybody was swiping and they had the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're actually doing that in China now.
That's
which is,
dope.
Like, a thing. Except then Alex Jones covers it. It's like, but that's not... All right, fine. You know what? Never mind. Cover it the way you want to cover it, Mr. Jones. Computers are attacking us.
What if you just don't have that application?
It's mandatory.
You have to have that?
You have to have it. Okay, so... Like... What they say in China, which, like, okay, so, like, this is the propaganda shit. Because this is actually true, is that a bunch of people, because there's so much, like, rural China, because China's, like, fucking huge, is that people don't either have the money or resources to obtain a credit score. So if you have this app, you can use it to be like, I'm a nice person, or, oh, I do this, or I do that, or I bought this thing, and that's, like, your credit score instead of a real credit score. which is true because a lot of people don't have credit scores. However, if you aren't a good citizen, people can narc on you and knock down your score for, like, being impolite or, you know, paying a bill late. So it's not just a credit score for, you know, your credit. It's your credit score for your life. And then Alex Jones was like, they're using computers to spy on us. And I was like, because it wasn't terrifying enough to know there was an app people are using to grade each other. You had to fucking add that to it. Computers are spying on us? Okay, fine. Fine. Cover it how you want to cover it.
That scared the shit out of some introverts.
It's horrible.
Introverts, we should just hang around each other and just keep bumping each other up. Like, really, we should just have bump each other up parties.
We should, which actually I'm like, that's what they need to start doing in Black church. Everybody come on Sunday and everybody... Yeah. No preaching, just bumping.
Yep. Fuck it, for 1 hour every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you gotta be vetted to come, like, we don't know you, nigga. Punch a Nazi. Punch a Nazi first, then you can come in. It's the punch a Nazi party. Alright, so Jones is gonna break this shit down, man. This is all about the facts.
Foreign stimuli like the Islamists, which we have to fight because it wants to take us over like the AI, and it brings in that artificial stimuli to then just supercharge it.
Yeah,
the next evolution is the computer brings in
Islamists are an it that use artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Nigga.
Wait, here, he'll break it. You want to break it down again?
Nigga.
Brings in that artificial stimuli to then just supercharge it.
All right, to supercharge it. So it supercharges the Islamicists, I think.
Nobody knows, really.
And then the other guy, now he's...
Oh, man, now I see that's Mike Cernovich, by the way. All right.
Now it's like a battle with Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones. Now it's like, oh, you want to get weird like that. Do you not see this beard?
Yeah, the next evolution, though, is going to be little quantum AI bots, and they could just send them into a part of your brain where you don't even know. I mean, there's actually...
Did you know that? And it's the next evolution. Because evolution is broken up into small chunks. It's not ongoing.
It is broken up into small chunks that are defined by an outside source. And someone manipulating your brain is apparently evolution. Completely organic process. Also, remember when, like, Benjamin Dixon and them were clowning Caitlyn Johnstone?
They were mad at her because they were worried about, like, a... They thought that some... Oh, is this the guy, that she wouldn't denounce?
Oh, she's like, I'd work with him. I was like,
Wait, work with him on what?
Oh, I don't know, some shit about media. Like, decorporatizing media or something. Which I was like, I thought that was weird, though, because I'm like, he's affiliated with Alex Jones, which at this point is basically, like, mainstream media and corporate media. But, I mean, okay, I guess.
Yeah, it was never going to happen, though. I think Benjamin Dixon and all the rest of them fools, they were just clickbaiting her name.
Probably.
Yeah, everybody that was saying her name was just clickbaiting it. Some people started clickbaiting her name by praising her.
Yeah.
You didn't close the door.
No, I did not.
That was going to be little quantum AI bots, and they could just send them into a part of your brain where you don't even know. I mean, there's actually analogs in this is nature. There are certain parasites that... make a cat, for example, it takes over a cat's brain.
Slug.
Yeah, so there's all these different...
cats get taken over by the brain parasite.
Yeah.
And then also slugs go up the top of the tree.
Right.
The bird can eat it. Then they gestate the larva of the parasite.
Did he mean to say gestate? Did he say chestate?
I think he said ingestate.
Ingestate?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
I ingestated some burritos. I did.
Oh, my God.
Chili burritos.
Right. The bird can eat it, then they gestate the larva of the parasite.
It's Alex Jones, it doesn't have to make sense.
The larva of the parasite.
Always. I mean, I don't fucking know. It's Alex Jones.
I'm always gestating a larva from parasites. It's very good and it's nutritious.
Oh,
I like to have it with banana bread and just a little bit of pumpkin spice on top. And then I like to dunk it in my cereal. Not just milk, but like an actual bowl of cereal. I dip that in the cereal and make it's good and crunchy, but add a little bit of mush to it, right? I like to mush it.
I almost wish we had the video for Patreon so people could see the fucking look I just
gave
you.
They don't get to see the look.
Whew.
You can hoof all you want.
Hoof.
Hoof, you can ingestate that hoof.
walk in and there'll be microscopic, you know, quantum bots that go into your own brain.
Microscopic quantum bots. Hold up. What the
Right, so eventually you'll walk in and there'll be microscopic, you know, quantum bots that go into your own brain.
What they're already doing for like 20 years.
I think it's going to your own brain.
Wait, hold on, wait, did he say what they're are, but they're already doing it? Is that what he just followed it up with?
Yes, it's a battle.
Oh my god.
This is awesome.
Of the parasite.
Right, so eventually you'll walk in and there'll be microscopic, you know, quantum bots that go into your own brain.
What they're already doing for like 20 years is they have an anti-stress vaccine they give the troops. That's really a nanotech virus.
They have an anti-stress vaccine?
Yes.
Clearly that shit ain't working.
But it's really a nanotech virus.
Also, why does he have the earpiece in his ear?
Why does he have the earpiece? Because it is an earpiece. So you piece it into your ear.
What if there's like a nanobot in it?
No, this is a Liberty piece.
Like, I appreciate the fact that they're talking about nanobots being somehow ingested into your brain as he's wearing something.
In a studio surrounded by computers and tablets and a giant screen behind him, internet connection, phone connections, fucking 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi.
Clearly they're scared about this threat.
This is something that they need to be worried about. No, but they don't actually get to worry about that because, you see, that is the InfoWar station and the quantum bots are not warrior-like. They only infiltrate regular people and then the government puts them in actual soldiers. If the government does it, then you gotta remember that. But what Ronald Reagan said, the worst thing to say is I'm from the government and I have quantum bots.
That's exactly what he said.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He that nigga didn't know the word quantum. Didn't that motherfucker, like misspell potato?
That was Dan Quayle.
Quayle, all right.
Vaccine they give the troops, that's really a nanotech virus that goes in and eats certain parts of the brain.
That's right.
You say eats certain parts of the brain?
I think it said goes into each certain part. Let's hear it again before it clips out.
It's the brain.
Ah, shit, I missed it.
Vaccine they give the troops, that's really a nanotech virus that goes in and eats certain parts of the brain.
Oh, yeah, it eats certain parts of the brain. All right. That's what nanotech viruses do.
I just want to remind everybody, Trump can cure death. Vaccines are nanobots that eat parts of your brain. I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
And for you folks that keep hearing that sound effect, I'm getting notifications because I commented on a post in a group called Black Men Being Brutally Honest With Everyone. But it was just one where somebody was like, it's a video and they're saying, let's talk about mental health. I just wanted to be known because the topic hits home for some. There's no trolling here. And then it's basically about a video of some rappers that are talking about the mental health. And I just and I'm getting notifications because I commented and I said, this is not new, check Ghetto Boys. Right?
Oh,
like Bushwick
yeah,
Bill rapping
yeah,
about
yeah.
suicide, the song mm-hmm. Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Mm-hmm. Check a whole lot of rap, they talk about that shit. Just the fact that they're talking about stress,
right.
They're talking about mental health.
Right.
You know, Terror illustrates my era. Now I can't hang around my mama because I scare her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been talking about that shit, so fuck at it.
Like, is this where you got that, is it gay thing? Like, one of the most recent is it gays? That was fucking hilarious.
I shared from that guy?
Yeah, you shared it from a guy, I don't know.
Yeah, that shit was,
like, I fucking love it.
Because they do drugs. If you do drugs, you're gay. It's like, Andre 3000 hasn't smoked reefer since, like, the fucking early 2000s, late 90s. You know, and then he just has a picture of strawberries in there just on the random.
On the random. Because it's gay.
All right, what was I doing? Where was I going with the wild stuff? All right, so
what
now.
What the fuck is this?
What? It's Sandy Rios. That's really all you need to know.
Oh my god.
What? Do you not like Sandy Rios?
Nigga.
Do you dislike Sandy Rios?
Yes.
But what if you heard her talk about Nazis? You don't want to hear Sandy Rios talk about Nazis?
No.
But she has a caller on the line.
Uh-huh.
It's fun. All right.
Project of a consortium, if you will. A
consortium, if you will. This person's on the telephone. Very low quality audio.
We've come to call it the Red-Green Axis. Enabled by people like George Soros, who have put...
I swear to God. Like, if you... I can't wait. Like, I don't want George Soros to die, but at the same time, I can't fucking wait until he dies because now they're going to be like, well, now who are we going to fucking blame?
The spirit of Soros lives in Antifa.
I get it. They're going to prophesy about how Soros is now a demon, and he's going to come back and whisper in the ears of the young liberals and make them fight the government.
Antifa should just claim to be fucking funded by Soros. Like ISIS. Just claim it.
Yeah, we are. What, nigga? What? I get the mad Soros checks.
Like, that's, you know, ISIS is gonna claim their Antifa as much as they claim shit.
They should. ISIS is so tacky.
Yeah, no, we were the Nazis and we were punching the Nazis. That was the ice and the is. It's a yin and a yang. It's an ice and a is for every situation. All right, so this guy's continuing, and then Sandy Rios is going to lace him up with some real deal game.
Millions of dollars into various groups who are trying to take down our republic in this way, among others, and that have brought together in this bizarre alliance of sorts people on the hard left, among them prominently homosexuals, feminists.
Really, homosexuals and feminists are the hard left.
They are.
By being gay or being, and I'm pretty sure by feminist, he's inadvertently, like, he's thinking white feminist.
Yes. Which is also extra hilarious to me, too. Lisa was on, Lisa Loco was on Twitter yesterday and got called a half-breed mongrel and told she was wrong because she was a feminist. But the funny thing was the guy who made the tweet was like, don't just leave your pets. If you have to evacuate because of a hurricane, take your pets with you. And she was like, could you maybe offer actual helpful advice of how to do that or shelters or something? And he was like, you're wrong because you're a feminist. Like, literally, that's what happened.
Ah.
It was
that fun. Is why people are wrong.
So I think that this might have been this guy. I don't know.
That would have been fucking fantastic. Might have been this guy. Here we go.
Jews.
Jews of the hard left. Oh man, that Rachel Maddow.
Fucking Netanyahu though.
Oh, that woo-hoo, hard left. Woo. Ben Stein.
Oh my god, Adam Sandler.
Fucking hard
left. Holy shit, he's like lefter than me, really.
Yeah, I mean, really, fucking Sam Cedar isn't even really that hard left. Like,
no.
I don't think I know of any hard left Jews. I mean, that's why you have to be everything.
Everything. I have to rep the radical Jew set.
Yep.
There's Jews in Antifa. You know what? You know who's actually hard left are the Jewish Voice for Peace, who are Jews who are anti-Israeli state.
Ah.
And they're pro-Palestine. So they're actually...
Yeah, like, left. For me, like, and some people ask that question, like, because they think that it's the fucking question where you'll say, yeah, but, or yeah, and I, but I just mean, yeah, nah, does Israel have a right to exist?
No.
See, that's why you don't want me on your show. All right, Jews, feminists, like, and homosexuals.
Like, that's the whole shit, but, like, if Europeans and Americans really fucking thought it was that serious, y'all could have fucking just bought them the land and left them there. Or you could, I don't know. Like, cut out a part of, like, France or Germany fucking, like, Russia. Russia's really big. You can, you know.
Russia's fucking cold, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it's not as bad by the coasts.
Why am I getting notifications that you're liking shit on SoundCloud?
Me? Oh, that's from, like, a week ago.
No, a month.
Oh, a month ago. Like, late-ass nigga.
You're late.
States and other minorities... And Islamists who hate all of those people. The thing that they seem to have in common is they hate America more, and they're willing to work together to try to transform it, fundamentally transform it, as President Obama once famously said. And I fear that's what we're facing right now. And it's an ugly thing to be vilified without foundation as a hater. I know that feeling. You do too. It is coming from primarily a group called the Southern Poverty Law Center, which...
Shit. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't even rock with the SPLC like that, because I think they... Yeah, like, who they diss somebody that I'm cool... Like,
they diss a lot of people, actually. Like, did you see the way that they just set up their hate group thing? Where they were like, here's the hate groups in America, and they had them by number, and they had black separatists at the top.
That's right, that's what I saw. Yeah. Oh yeah, that dangerous hate group of black separatists, which isn't even a group, that's like some niggas that get together and drink beer and talk about how cool it would be if their women would submit every once in a while. Like,
right?
That's Umar Johnson, which he ain't even that fucking, he ain't that down, he ain't that hard, or he would have did some ill shit.
Right, but see, the thing that was fucked up was they were like, there's, I don't know, whatever, like 300 of them, 300 different groups, and so they were like number one, but then like the list was, I don't know, it was like 1 through 10. But then, like, 2 through 9 were all strictly white groups, right? Like, Aryan Nation, Ku Klux Klan, Nazi. And then they did it by number of groups and not number of people. So because there are more, technically speaking, black separatist-specific groups, as opposed to Nazi members, they're somehow more of a threat than, you know, like, Nazis or the KKK. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Niggas that fucking drink some Crown, play dominoes, and talk about how they gotta restart the new African Panthers and right. never fucking do. Oh, yeah. Right. Watch out for those guys.
And then, of course, like, the irony of the whole thing is they're like, we don't wanna, we don't, we're not gonna send our children to white schools and we're not gonna date white people. Like, so the same shit white people been trying to really get going and have legalized for years. We're the bad guys because we're like, fine.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you want to do that, which white people are trying to do anyway, then get more black people to be teachers to go work in those separate schools. Yeah. And then if there are white teachers, yeah, really, get on some real conspiracy shit and fucking, like, and have your kids come forward and have all the kids get on the same page and be like, this is some inappropriate shit that the teacher says in class sexually to us, and get all the white teachers fired that way and get black teachers hired.
Still hire white teachers.
Or just don't make hire white
fucking,
teachers.
Yeah, make your own fucking charter school and don't hire any white teachers.
Or kill them. Like,
it always goes to the genocide with you. No, I mean, I'm serious, but this is the thing, and this is how you know it's not, like, well-organized shit. It's just some niggas daydreaming. Is because they don't open up the schools. They don't have the teachers. Like, you know, these niggas do not know. They don't even know teachers, let alone enough to fund a whole fucking school. Get the fuck out of here. Ugh, black separatists are a hate group. Fine.
Talked about. Also, it's kind of mini-me, a group that is known as the Anti-Defamation League, that is very much pursuing the same kind of agenda, and that is to silence us on the road to fundamentally transforming us.
Well, and I think...
You know what irks me the most about this guy? Mm-hmm. He sounds like my uncle. Not only, like, content, but, like, cadence. This is what he sounds like if he didn't have a southern accent. Like, breaks, pauses, tone, inflection, topic.
Ugh. There we go. Sandy Rios is gonna break the whole shit down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Point needs to be made, Frank, to people listening. It isn't just a matter... You know, it's not pleasant to be called a hater. Nobody likes that. But it's not just that. It is actually silencing, stopping, so that people listening to you and me, reading our information, the information of the American Family Association, Family Research Council, and you fill in the blanks, because there are dozens and dozens of others of people that who are in danger of having their information shut off completely.
That's called anti-net neutrality legislation. All right, here we go.
Ability to communicate with the American public, all in the guise of the fact that they are allegedly haters. And then that, you know, the other thing, Frank, we've been...
Who the fuck is getting their shit cut off for being a hater? Who? Where?
Lots of white people. Everywhere.
Which is like, the thing that they're like, it's so bad, but they can't give you any fucking names.
Bill O'Reilly?
The millionaire?
Do you see him on Fox News anymore?
The guy who can go start his own TV show?
The hard left homosexuals and feminists and Jews.
They are hard indeed.
What?
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 They are.
They might be.
You don't know. They might not. They might not be. Just because they're homosexual does not mean they're always aroused.
I meant physically, like, muscular, because everybody knows.
That's what the logo station tries to lie to you and say. I mean, I first saw looking at the logo station and, like, you know, like, programming.
Like.
Yeah, and it's, like, really all... So all gay dudes are just fucking on swole mode.
Yes.
Just extra fucking swole.
Yes. No, I meant muscular, you know, like Spartans and stuff.
Or like, like Britt Hume said Chris Christie is. He said that. That was some real shit.
He
said
that on purpose.
And said he was a victim of a feminized atmosphere. Feminized?
Through the media, that there is a softening of America's view of their First Amendment rights. Most of the reporting's probably come out of colleges and universities, but we get the impression that being able to say what you think, the American standard, which we've valued for centuries, is no longer important. But you have just commissioned a poll by McLaughlin and Associates that shows something different, haven't you?
It was a very heartening poll, and we were among those who sponsored it. But it came to a conclusion, interestingly enough, Sandy, that was also determined in a previous poll, I think just a week or two ago, by Rasmussen. And both of them, John McLaughlin and the Rasmussen team, asked the people they were surveying essentially this question. Do you believe that freedom of expression trumps the fear of offending?
All right.
Wait, so they made a poll.
Yep.
They sponsored the poll.
Yeah.
They bankrolled the poll.
Yeah.
And the poll agrees with them?
No.
Oh.
The poll agrees with the people.
The people that they specifically picked to participate in their privately funded poll?
What?
What?
Specifically picked at random.
Okay.
Yeah, they picked them all out. And they were like, all right, we're picking out you 50. But now, but you're not going to get it in line. We're just going to kind of randomly toss the poll after 50 people. Yeah.
Or they were like, oh, let's look at the voter data. You voted for Trump and donated to the NRA? Let's randomly talk to one person in your household. This is a random poll.
We keep doing big gesticulations and it's only audio now. We're too used to videos. Like I don't have to put on this whole performance anymore. No one can see any of this shit. All right.
People. And by a margin of 85% to 8%.
Woo!
Even in the aftermath of these riots in Charlottesville, where much was made of the dangers of allowing people to say offensive things.
I like how they label it's offensive. We want to kill all the Jews and the blacks. Okay, so maybe they were a little offensive.
Well, and it's also say offensive things. You had about, what, like 300 or so white people marching with fire in hand. I know the tiki torches joke, but fact is, it's white people with fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're surrounding black churches and locking black people in, and the cops are not coming out to help.
Yeah, it's offensive.
Just saying offensive things. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean like that time Antifa had to save some niggas' ass? What was that?
No, Antifa's problematic.
Antifa's problematic.
Yeah, they're... Okay. Well, you gotta think about it. Like, they were giving out food to people in Houston with the flood.
Right.
When it's like, really, they should have been giving out food there all the time. Like, where were you, Antifa?
Right, where were you when it was nice and not raining?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Right.
So fuck that, Antifa.
Like, yeah, Antifa, where were you? What day was Charlottesville? Why weren't you in Houston handing out food to poor people?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Bullshit. You know, Antifa, fuck up Timothy Bradford.
The overwhelming majority of those samples said all Americans are entitled to free speech, not just some of us. And I take great
hate speech is not free speech.
And because, again, I think our country has been subjected, particularly in the millennial age cohort, to this idea that nothing is worse than giving offense to people, and you mustn't do it under any circumstances, and if that means...
No! That's not millennials, that's y'all niggas! Y'all the one... Don't call me racist, it's offensive! I've never said the N-word in my life! I'm not racist! Y'all are the ones who can't handle being offended. Fucking, my child needs a participation trophy. You can't call me racist.
Yeah, I mean, fuck really. And again, man, like, we're not the only ones to ever fucking say it, but that's what those Confederate statues are. You lost, but you have a fucking community participation trophy, and you weren't even there. Just like how they always like to talk about, well, I never owned slaves, I'm not from that time. Then what the fuck you got the trophy for? The trophy for them losing. You won a participation trophy for a game you didn't even play.
And not only that, but in a place where the game wasn't even played. Why the fuck are there Confederate monuments in Arizona? Arizona was not involved in the Civil War.
But they shoot niggas now.
So is this like, what, late participation? Why can't they accept my work late?
You can't turn in your homework late. Especially not when there's guns involved. You can't just show up. Hold on, stop shooting me. I'm loading my gun. Ow! Stop shooting me. I'm loading my gun. I keep gesticulating for audio. Doing whole performances. Okay.
I'm circumscribing what you can say, or for that matter, what you can think. Unless it be an animus.
For that matter, what you think. What I remember being here. Okay.
Yes.
What I remember hearing when I was being forced to attend the New Covenant Pentecostal Church on 23rd and MLK when I was in foster care. It said, even if you think a lustful thought about a woman, it's a sin. Mm-hmm. And you have to repent just for thinking.
Yes.
Who's trying to control thought?
Jesus, because he's allowed to.
Jesus?
Yes. White Jesus, specifically.
Okay. I like cognac. That nigga turned water to wine, unimpressed. Unimpressed. Well, when do you ever see me drinking wine? Closest I come is champagne.
I like wine.
You want some wine that old raggedy-ass Jesus made?
I haven't tasted it yet.
He was a carpenter that didn't even build shit.
He was a Jew. And I like Jewish wine. Manischewitz kosher. Blackberry.
Nah.
Nah.
Jesus ain't make no wine like that. He wasn't getting the wine pot. I mean, think about how fast he made it. He didn't put in the effort. He didn't age that wine.
He did not age the wine.
And I wouldn't want him stepping on the berries anyway. You think he washed his old funk ass feet? Walking down fucking tainted rivers and shit with duck shit because everybody keeps feeding them bread. Think about all the fucking bread Jesus gave people. That shit got stale. They threw it to the ducks. The ducks shit in the water. Jesus walked on it, then stomped on the berries. You want that wine? Jesus is fucking nasty. Hell nah. I don't want shit coming out of Jesus' kitchen.
Towards other people.
Then he lays his hands on
the
sick.
Did he even have a kitchen?
I don't know, but could you imagine? Okay, he lays his hands on the sick.
Lepers.
And they got, ew, lepers. And then he goes and makes the food that goes with the wine?
Before indoor plumbing.
Hell no. Hey, that's why he lived to 33. He wasn't crucified, nigga. He was gross. He was sick. He lived to old age, really. Woo.
And they're actually, get this.
Not my fault.
There was a resolution that was adopted unanimously in the United States Senate back in April that essentially said, you know, animus is right up there with hate incidents and hate speech and almost as bad as hate crimes, and we mustn't have anything like that going on in America. This is...
Wait, define animus.
Hatred.
So hatred is just as bad as hate crimes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's weird, right? I don't know how they made that correlation.
Yeah, god damn, I hate a lot of fucking people. I have never crimed them.
I'm actually gonna Google animus now just to make sure I'm...
Yeah? Animus.
Hostility, ill feelings.
Ooh. Okay, the second definition, motivation to do something.
Oh.
But that's still not doing the thing. You know, white people motivate me a lot. I still have not done what I talk about on the podcast so much because I don't have enough millions of people to join me.
A classic slippery slope that gets you very quickly to not only the loss of your freedom of expression, but I think other fundamental constitutionally guaranteed freedoms that make us the republic we are.
Well, and of course, it's a knee-jerk reaction to what they're saying in the news, and they are responding to this media-driven notion that anyone on the so-called right is a hater. And of course, they try to link that to Nazism, and I have to explain that the whole attribution of being on the right to Nazis was people who were loyal to country. And of course, Hitler equated that to superiority and the right to kill.
What do you have to say about that? I'll rewind it a bit.
Yeah,
for
rewind
you.
It a little bit. I got sidetracked because I got sidetracked with the hater, right? Like, clearly they're trying to talk shit about millennials, but like, haters, but they do not realize hater does not mean what they're, how they're using it in the context, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's the hater of maybe, like, jealousy or, like, I can't stand Rihanna. I can't stand...
They don't know that hater is a noun.
Right. And they're like, a hater. Like, no, hate speech is not the same as being a hater. And actual Nazis are on the right. That's why you're linked to them. Because when you have your white Unite the Right rallies, people show up with swastikas. That's how that correlation happened. And then what the fuck was that last thing that she said?
And I have to explain that the whole attribution of being on the right to Nazis was people who were loyal to country. And, of course, Hitler equated that to superiority and the right to kill other people. When
Excuse me.
What?
What was Trump's running slogan?
Make America great again.
Loyalty to country, you say?
Yeah.
Did Trump say something about killing terrorists and their families?
No, remember what he said, and I'm not defending Hillary Clinton, but he said, well, the, you know, the Second Amendment folks, they might be able to do something about that.
The Second Amendment folks might be able to do something about that. I'm not just going to kill terrorists, I'm going to kill their families, too. Police don't need to be gentle when arresting suspects, just crack their heads open.
Oh, really? Yeah, at the rallies. Hey, bust that guy up. Get him out of here.
So I'm sorry, you're upset you're compared to Nazis because Nazis had deep love of country and were willing to kill for it?
And also
you
still
don't say.
One of the greatest ones down in Florida where they were beating up the black dude and saying all lives matter and nigger while beating him up.
To superiority and the right to kill other people. When we as America... American rock.
Nigga,
She was like, we as a... And then suddenly, like, you know, like, some pictures of, like, Jim Crow lynchings popped in her head. She's like, ah, fuck. Push through it. Americans.
And we as American right, we love our country, too, but not because we think we have the right to kill other people or we're superior. We export We export help to others. It's a very different view of your country. But the whole...
They export hope. Did you know that that is the biggest export? Is hope.
That's what Moab was? It was hope?
I mean, maybe, what, it was export, so fucking when Obama was deporting you, that was the hope.
That was the hope.
He put the hope, he was like, here's some, I hope you do aight in a country where you don't even speak the language, motherfucker.
I hope you aight.
Stop gesticulating, why are we doing this? They can't see us. We're over here like, we're making our hands into like boats, like we're pushing people out, like mocking Barry Hussein, the deporter in chief.
Attribution of all of us being on the right with the Nazis is where the confusion begins, don't you think, Frank?
Listen, I want to be...
And they're confused because it's a metaphor.
Yes, hope is a metaphor.
Yeah, no metaphors, please. Alright, so now you understand. So I guess we'll play this audio because we can't play the video because Patreon doesn't have that feature yet. The closest they have to it is... unlisted YouTube videos.
Okay.
Which is weird, because if it's unlisted, that means no one can see it, or what?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's bugged out. Yeah, we gotta learn more about that. Because we have a YouTube account. Alright, so fucking...
We'd have to stop using music, though.
Fuck! Fuck YouTube, man. I should just use YouTube to just fucking, like, bust raps or something.
Yeah, seriously. Just do that.
All right, so this here white woman, she got handcuffed, and she wasn't too fond of that. All right.
Well, it has a story, right?
There is a story. Okay. All right, so the...
It's weird. They're handcuffing a white woman. Nobody's sitting on her, kneeling on her, has her in a headlock. Weird.
Yeah, they're like being gentle. Alright, so she's... Holy
shit.
What
the fuck?
That was fast. Okay, so we thought we were going to take time and tell this fucking story. So she's in the back of the squad car for like a few motherfuck seconds.
Yeah.
And we just see the seatbelt slide off.
Right,
her.
Right.
Hold up. That was quick. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, so the seatbelt's off. She's still cuffed.
Wait, did you see that slick shit though? She saw one of them coming back and sat back down. Like she was about to get up and go in the front, saw someone coming and sat back down. Be like, hi, I'm still here, officer.
Oh, fuck, her hands are out of the cuffs.
Yeah, she undid the cuffs.
Shit, okay.
And now she's sitting and she's looking around and she's waiting for them. And she gets in the front. She just climbed over the fucking partition.
Yep.
What the fuck? Did she? Oh my god. All right. Is she like a rock climber in her
fucking
spare time?
Yogurt,
like,
man.
Climbs over the partition.
Yeah, she's getting over the motherfucker with her fucking Nikes, man. I tell you, that child slave labor, man. Oh, it doesn't show her taking the car.
Yeah, it does. Oh, nigga, yeah, run, nigga, run.
Holy shit. Oh. Oh, that's like an SUV. And
damn,
she,
girl.
And it got the cop with the body cam running. Why your body cam on now? So you can keep your body cam on when you're being gentle with Becky. And now it just has the police dash cam and she just dipping. She on the wrong side of the road. She in the middle of the road. She's just dipping.
That is hilarious.
Holy shit. Okay, another cop's
cutting
her off.
Oh, no. Oh,
no.
They're going to cut her off. Oh, they put out the things. She miss it? Did she miss it?
I don't know.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think she missed them because her tire didn't blow out.
So she's just still mobbing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, like, scare her into stopping.
She's like, nah, nigga. I'm white. You're not going to do shit to me.
Oh, shit. She spinned it out.
Oh,
it looks like it's going to tumble over.
Oh, run. Run, white woman, run. Run, white woman, run.
Get out and dip. Really? How many cameras they got in this motherfucker?
A lot.
Damn, I bet they're not going to shoot her.
No. They don't even have their guns out. Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is another cop's body cam going up to her.
Oh, now they have their guns out.
Yep.
Remember when a black person did this and wouldn't roll down the window when they started shooting at the car?
Yeah, we should see a shooting now. There's a few more seconds left in this.
Oh, no, they're just breaking open. They use a flashlight to break open the window. Damn, is that what it's like to be white? Like, you fuck them up, you steal their car, and then they still won't shoot you? That's fucking wild, fam.
Damn,
okay.
Man. And now he's bolting in new partition.
That's
and then did
awesome.
A thumbs up.
Okay. Now see, I want to see something here. So I want to see if it shows when she gets put in the car. So she's in at 17. Let me see.
Oh, you see a clock there.
Yeah. Okay, so she's in at 17:33:40. By 17:33:48, she has the seatbelt off.
Damn. So you're looking for where the handcuffs come off.
Yep. 17:38. So 5 minutes in, she has the handcuffs off. And then, let's see. I want to watch her go to the front. 17:40, starts going to the front.
So for all these minutes, they're just outside bullshitting around.
They're going through her stuff. And by 17:41, she's taken off in the car. So that's less than 10 minutes. She got in the car, got the seatbelt off, got the handcuffs off, climbed over the partition, got into the front seat, and took the fuck off.
Yo, join Antifa, lady.
Seriously.
Come on.
And then, let's see, during the car chase...
What's her name? Tasha Sponster?
Sponsler. 1802, so she was gone for like 20 minutes in their car. That is the shit. Yeah. Okay. Ah.
That's fun stuff.
That's awesome.
All right, so, I mean, I would say paypal.me/Patreon, but this is on Patreon.
This,
if you're paying,
yeah,
if you're on this,
Patreon.
You already Patreoned, but there's also the paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, and Phoenix wants to read this story.
I do. I just want to see what... Okay, so they were going through her bag because she stole stuff.
She
was a shoplifter. Girl, you in a lot more trouble now than shoplifting.
Yep.
Oof. Only $18,000 bond, though. That's not that bad.
Oh, because you only do 10% of it or something?
Yeah.
So $180?
$1,800.
$1,800. That's a lot of money dollars. In poverty, it is.
Yeah, but she could put up a GoFundMe. She'll get that money because people are going to see this video and laugh.
Yeah.
Be like that one nigga who fucked up Dylan Roof. Oh, you can't make bail. You can make bail now.
I'd like to fuck up Dylan Roof. Me all too. Right. So that's your patron-only wine cellar. Shit. All right. We'll catch you around.